Annie, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Running.
Hey, Annie. All right, Annie Cyrus was born and raised in Iran and sadly was sold as a child bride at 13 and eventually beaten, abused. It's sex trafficking, I think, is what she's now openly calling it. Thrown in Sharia jail for being a teenager. She knows the danger of Sharia, Islamic law, and she escaped through Turkey, came to America, learned English, worked at a fast food restaurant, got where she is today. Today she runs her own organization, Live Up to Freedom. She's associate producer of some of our TV shows here at Lindell Television. So you see, Annie is a great success story as well, just like our last guest, people that persevere and push through. So that's Annie's bio. For those who don't know who she is, her website, again, is liveuptofreedom.com. Annie speaks several languages, and one thing she does for us is she tracks what's going on in the Middle East. We've been talking with her over the last couple weeks about the negotiations going on with Iran as the Biden regime is caving to Iran. Annie, this week we found out that the Biden regime is going to give billions of dollars to the terrorist state, Iran, correct?
Correct, to be exact, $29
billion.
$29 billion. Yes.
Wow.
They are supposedly frozen asset, money on bank account, foreign bank account, not Iranian, neither American, but apparently they were frozen. Part of the sanctions President Trump put back on Iran. Now we're going to lift that sanction and unfreeze the $29 billion. Can you imagine what Iran can do with 20? No, wait. I'm not good with math, but imagine how many Palestinian suicide bombers are going to get $5,000 per dead body to go blow themselves up and kill Jewish people of Israel.
Yeah. Just it's shocking, isn't it?
$29 billion. Disgusting. Yes. I'm not shocked at all. We all knew that moment Obama, Biden administration, same thing. The moment they started back in November when they started the negotiations, we both knew he's going to follow the lead of Obama. I mean, we're still about we are about another $170 billion away from what Obama gave them. But so I'm not shocked. I am disgusted. It is disgusting to know the terms we're agreeing on and $29 billion as part of it.
Well,
to support more terrorism.
Tell me what other news reports you're hearing about Iran, and not only Iran, but whatever the Biden administration is doing with Iran.
Well, here's the interesting part. I mentioned it on your show few times in last 2.5 months since we started covering the Iran deal, since it started back in November. But I mentioned it constantly that we are not even in the room. We're sitting on the hallways. This is not a direct negotiation. Finally, after 2.5 months, Biden administration mentioned on Friday that as far as the indirect negotiation goes, so they finally admit it. So ladies and gentlemen, our government finally admitted that this is not even a direct negotiation. We have Europeans and China, China's in there, basically negotiating with Iran and then coming to us with what they're demanding. And then we say yes or no. So far, we have said yes to every demand except one, which is for President Trump to be arrested, executed for killing Soleimani, who was the head of, you know, one of the biggest monster terrorists of Iran's government. Other than that, we have said yes to everything. Now, continuing today, Tuesday, February 8th, was the eighth round and the last round of negotiation in Vienna. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, you did.
On today's meeting also, we were not allowed in the room. The very last terms of the last round of the negotiation took place without U.S. representatives in the room.
Wow. Okay, so where do you see this go? I got caught eventually trying to take some seltzer water there. I got caught. Logan came back to me as I was grabbing it. But we cut away real quick, so we're not promoting anybody. So where do you see this going? I mean, all this is doing is emboldening Iran. So now Iran is getting, you know, emboldened clearly, I don't see the O'Biden administration standing with Israel. Israel's practicing making strikes on Iran. I mean, this is getting very serious now, isn't it?
Oh, it's been serious, but yes, now they're publicly showing us how serious they are to help or cooperate with Iran's regime and all the other anti-American regimes to take America down and wipe Israel off the map. For anybody who thinks I'm just some crazy person who had some bad experiences with the regime of Iran, go on YouTube, look up the Supreme Leader of Iran arrival in Tehran, 1979. The speech is still available with subtitle. He said, "Let the plan begin. We will wipe Israel off the map and take down the great Satan," quote unquote, America. This was 43 years ago. Actually, we're on the 43rd anniversary. February 1st of 1979 is when Khomeini arrived in Tehran. 43 years ago, he said that. I'm not making this plan up. But where it's going, it's exactly where it's supposed to go, Brandon. They are going, as of today, as I said, since we're still waiting for the messengers to tell us what's happening, there are no updates on American side. But one, the head of the negotiation from Iran basically put a tweet out and said, "We have put all the requests on the table. Now, U.S. is going to meet them or not going to meet them." And the only request they had was lift all sanctions, all of them, every single one of them. And by the way, part of those sanctions is the current president of Islamic Republic of Iran. The current president, Ebrahim Raisi, is under sanctions by government of U.S. So that's going to also be lifted. We're going to remove IRGC from the terrorist list. We're going to give them whatever money they want. We have to pay them penalty for all the sanctions President Trump put back on them. These are the terms. All or none was their term today.
All
they
or none.
They went on the table. All or none was the final offer from Islamic Republic of Iran on the last round of negotiation, even though the Russian representative did say in order to achieve a deal, we need compromise from both sides. The Iran regime said, we are not compromising, all or none. So now, Biden regime needs to sit there and decide. If you ask me, they will give all. They will. As far as one demand, which is for President Trump to be arrested and executed for killing Soleimani, they won't do that. But I'm hoping, considering Frank's speech, Lindo TV is big enough that there's a possibility someone connected to President Trump might see this. Dear President Trump, please take this threat serious. Their tweet pages, their messengers, everywhere is filled with threats toward you and your family. Biden regime will look away and send them after you. Please watch your back. That's what I think is going to happen. So we have enough Hezbollah members, Hamas members, and Taliban members inside America to carry out this death sentence.
Okay. You're telling me the Iranian government, have they already issued a death sentence against former President Trump?
Yes.
They already have?
Yes. They have.
Is it a fatwa they've put against him?
It is a fatwa not just against him, against his entire family. Remember, Islam goes after you. If they can't get you, they go after those that are close to you. So every fatwa.
You have 11 fatwas on your head, right?
Now I have 12.
12, okay. And the audience may be asking, why do you have those? Because you're from Iran, you came over here and you're speaking and exposing, and so being that you came from a Muslim family, you've apostatized, you're apostate, and you're speaking out, so they really don't like you.
Exactly. What I've been doing just last 2 months with you, Brandon, has earned me a new fatwa.
Wait a minute. Because of what you've been doing with me has earned you a new one?
Yes. It's not even a fatwa, actually. At this point, it's a governmental judgment. I originally had a propaganda against the regime judgment, which I was sentenced to death for, propaganda against the supreme leader, and waging war against Allah for being an ex-Muslim. But now for covering, remember all the translation I've been doing on their Farsi tweets and Urdu and Dari and all that, I have earned myself another waging war against the regime judgment.
Where do you find these? How did you find this out?
There are different ways. I mean, I might be thousands of miles away from my motherland, but I still have enough people there. That's how we do the rescue cases at Live Up to Freedom. Enough people to report back to me what's being reported, what's being judged, what courts are taking place, and what the news is reporting on.
And so you're saying this latest one specifically is because you're following the regime, what they're doing and translating it and coming on to this broadcast and talking about it?
To be specific, I'm supposedly spying on the regime and their people.
And so the
if any watching their public tweet and translating it and saying it on an American conservative news channel is a spying. Yes.
So obviously we know they're aware of you because you've got 12 fatwas on you. But you're saying is they're very aware now of what Lindell TV, myself, and Mike Lindell are doing. The Iranian government is aware of what we're doing and the programming we're putting out.
Well, the government of Iran started being very aware of everyone close to President Trump very long time ago. And as you know, just like our corrupt government is attaching anyone close to President Trump as, what is it they call us? Domestic terrorist. Yeah. On that note, they were already aware of patriots like Mike Lindell. But then Lindell TV or Frankist speech has made a lot of waves on many different notes. Remember, you have had Robert Spencer on. Robert Spencer was named as one of the seven most wanted people, anti-Sharia people by the regime of Iran back in 2017. I translated that article myself for Robert. He was named on that. You had Daniel Greenfield on your program. You have had people who definitely put you and this network on the radar of Islamic Republic of Iran's Hezbollah. Don't fire me.
No, I don't care. No, heavens no. Look, we've had Antifa, Black Lives Matter. We've had them all come after us. So what's one more group? So I want to go back to what you said about President Trump. You're saying, because I think this is the headline tonight, Iranian-born American warns President Trump and his family to be careful because Iranian government is what?
Because Iranian, well, basically, the Islamic regime of Iran has officially put out a bounty on President Trump and his family as named as revenge for Soleimani, who was their soldier that was killed by President Trump.
And wouldn't it be just like our government to turn a blind eye and not provide what's needed for people, you know, who are under attack? I mean, great. I guess the great way to deal with your enemies is to let, you know, the political enemies here in America of Americans is let other enemies, you know, take care of the problem.
Well, so the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Bingo. So yeah. Wow. So. You're being dead serious, though, when you say you are under the belief that the terrorist cells, Hezbollah, and we've got word from Todd Bensman, you know, who reported here that Hezbollah is all over there in Venezuela. They're getting documents coming through Mexico. These members with Venezuela are from Venezuela that are tied back to Iran, Hezbollah, are coming into the U.S. You're being serious when you say you're concerned about terror cells actually trying to do something to President Trump or his family or others around him, associate with him, that have been saying the things we're saying. In other words, you're saying conservatives that have been very vocal, and obviously there are some conservatives who are more vocal and more visible than others, right? I think we all know who they are. We've talked about some of them. But you're saying now that we don't have to just worry about Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and these groups, more and more conservative patriots are going to have to worry about Islamists.
I am dead serious. And compared to Antifa and rest of them, this is your number one enemy. Remember, Islamic Republic of Iran was the brain behind the operation of September 11, the bombing in London, the gay club shooting in Florida. Islamic Republic of Iran has trade. They have their footprint on since 1981 until today. Islamic Republic of Iran has carried out over 138 execution outside of Iran towards either Iranians or non-Iranians who had any evidence against the regime or those who harmed the regime one way or another. For example, taking out Soleimani, the head of their operation. They've done that and they got away with every single one of them. To this day, go to Iran911case.com. There's actual judgment there from a federal judge that shows that Iran was behind September 11 attacks.
That's in my documentary Siege at siegethemovie.com that you're in, siegethemovie.com. And some of those guys were actually practicing on flight simulators in Iran, correct?
Exactly. And we are just about to reward them yet again with $29 billion. On top of $152 billion Obama gave them and everything else. So they are getting away with it, but I've seen this. I have seen the actual announcement online to all Muslim brothers to carry out this bounty, to carry out this attack. Targeted. Here's the thing. Denying
Wait a minute.
It is.
You have seen on social media,
Twitter,
and Twitter, where they're who is talking about what?
IRGC put out a tweet,
which is Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
Or is it Iranian? Cool. It's Islamic.
It's
Islamic.
Iranian. Yes.
It's Iran. Yeah,
it's
we
Islamic.
Say Islamic, but is it really Iranian or is it Islamic?
Islamic.
Okay, Islamic Revolutionary Guard.
IRGC stands for Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Now, IRGC was created when the revolution was taking place in Iran. They were there to protect the Islamic Revolution until Khomeini lands in Iran. After that, they turned into continue guarding the Islamic Revolution until the global caliphate take place. That's why they're outside now. They're everywhere.
Okay.
IRGC.
And you're saying you're seeing on social media where they are talking about doing what with this bounty?
They have put out a tweet, many of them, but one of them to be specific. It's a poster. On that poster, there's a man playing golf, wearing a white shirt, looking up as a bomb is dropping on him. The writing says the revenge is mandatory and an obligation. The write-up says, to all Muslim brothers, not sisters, so we don't have to worry about women, I guess. All Muslim brothers, we have promised the hands of revenge will come out of every breathing Muslim to avenge the death of our hero, Soleimani.
And you believe that individual on the golf course with the white shirt is?
President Trump. Now, mind you, this tweet was put out 2 days after the negotiators from Iran said part of negotiation is the Biden regime shall literally arrest President Trump, no trial, go to execution, kill Trump for killing Soleimani. 2 days later, this tweet came out. And then Hezbollah tweeters put a tweet out saying, we promise, we will promise. Now, this was reported on Jihad Watch as well, if you want to look at it. We promise if the government of U.S. doesn't do what needs to be done, we will send, no, we will take our revenge. And this promise goes to Trump, those responsible for death of our hero, Soleimani in parentheses, and this is a promise to American people. The war is coming to your backyard. So they extended the fatwa to all Americans now.
So
but the first target is President Trump, then his family, then the rest of us.
And what the stupid, stupid, stupid Democrats and some of the stupid Republicans need to realize that are in power is these people don't look at us as Republicans or Democrats. They look at us as Americans, don't they?
Of course. again, I'll take this discussion back to September 11 when they hijacked the planes, when they were crashing the plane. Did they ask, did you vote for this person or that person?
Right, right.
No, they didn't even ask who you are. They just killed everybody.
Yep. Yep.
That's how they do it.
All right. Keep us posted. I'm sorry about the 12th fatwa. I'm finding all this out on the air for the first time myself, that you've got a 12th fatwa now for translating the social media of those overseas and the Iranian government and reporting to us here. This is all news to me. I did not know about this tonight.
God, don't be sorry. I'm proud of it. And I'm glad you're not firing me so I can hopefully I can gain the 13th one soon.
No, of course we would not fire you over that. This is what we do. All right. We appreciate you. You're brave. We can't thank you enough. And I hope people will go to your website and support you and follow what you're doing. LiveUpToFreedom.com. LiveUpToFreedom.com. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brian, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Annie Cyrus checking in. LiveUpToFreedom.com.